found that we were really both into experimenting with their cellos, making, playing sounds outside of just what you normally would hear a cello play, and that we were really into improvisational music, and we had a lot of tastes in common, and we really enjoyed each other's company.
Michelle Kinney there, and Jacqueline Ultan. The more you and Michelle talked, the more it seemed you shared a musical vision.
We realized that we both had the same idea, which was two cellos, two drums, and we, you know, also were thinking saxophones, but that they quickly got cast aside, and it just became cellos and drums.
What's the appeal of this kind of ensemble?
I think we both are very rhythmic players, and we really are enjoy playing grooves and listening to music that has a lot of rhythm. And it's only natural that we would be wanting to play with drums and use our instruments very rhythmically as well. And the tabla has all those tones and pitches, and you know, that was a great combination. And the drums, the way Greg Schutte plays the drums, it's very melodic and tuneful, and he has a very broad palette of sounds. So between all of us using our instruments to the full extension of their capacity, we have a really interesting melding of sounds together.
What you're saying is that the cellists play rhythmically and the drummers play melodically.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, we've come to learn that, you know, in rehearsals and just through playing together, that Michelle and I, as cellists, pick up things that the drummers are doing, either rhythmically or sound-wise, you know, just timbre-wise even. And they have said the same thing, that by listening to us, it makes them play differently. So we're all influencing each other.
We're speaking with Michelle and Jacqueline of Jello Slave, also known as Purple Orange. You are both formally trained, but you've each studied multiple music styles and musical cultures, and the way your group plays, any of these ideas can be combined in any piece.
I guess that's true, and we don't really approach our compositions with the intention to reflect a particular genre or interest. I think are the way both Jacqueline and I write, each of us are also using a very organic approach, and it's whatever is coming through us, whatever is we're inspired by, and things get arranged by the band and they take a direction. And because of, well, we have the tabla, and often, I mean, that just implies Indian music always, because it's a traditional Indian instrument. Yet Gary doesn't necessarily play it like that. He was trained classically as well, but he has learned to play his instrument in ways that no Indian musician would ever play it. So our sounds, again, are very, very organically mixed.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, we all listen to so many different kinds of music. You know, when I grew up, I wasn't, you know, I was learning classical tradition, but I wasn't really drawn to listening to classical music. I was listening to a lot of rock and roll. My father was a composer, and I was listening to, you know, him experiment on, you know, with electronic music and going to all kinds of experimental concerts. And, you know, I've always been interested in, like Michelle was saying earlier, in music that's very rhythmic.
And I would say in something like Luna, even groove-oriented. Jello Slave, also known as Purple Orange, has two cellos, a tabla, and a drummer. And so what's your niche? Or maybe you don't want a niche.
We really are kind of undefinable. You know, I like to ask people how they would describe Jello Slave, and I don't think I've gotten a good answer yet. We are really just being true to our emotional, spiritual, musical energy. And I think we are just trusting that and letting it happen. And it's kind of creating its own thing.
Jello Slave, also known as Purple Orange. The cellists are Jacqueline Ultan and Michelle Kinney. The tabla player is Gary Warion and the drummer, Greg Schutt. Jello Slave concerts mix the unexpected of both composition and improvisation. For information, it's jelloslavemusic.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.